beginning, before the world even knew who Big Meech and Southwest T, they had a best friend named D Meeks. They all were under the tutelage of Edric Boyd, ED. In today's interview, we're going to have a sit down with D Meeks as he reflects on growing up with Demetrius Flannery and Southwest T and being under the tutelage of ED. He reflects on getting in the game, the trials and tribulations of being in the game, and also the wars that took place during this era. Thank you for tuning in to part 3 of the ED 50 Boys documentary. What up, though? This your boy DOC, and we got a very special guest on the platform today. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself and where you're from.
My name is Derek Meeks. I'm from Southwest Detroit. I'm from the hole.
Cool. Well, I greatly appreciate, you know, the opportunity for you coming on the platform today. You know, definitely we want to speak on, you know, ED and the whole 50 Boys era. So I want to start off by asking you, you know, like, how would you describe your upbringing as a child growing up in that particular area?
Well, my upbringing was kind of like mixed, because I kind of, you know, had a like two family household, but where I lived at, it was kind of hard. You had to really be able to defend yourself from where I'm from.
And are you originally from that Southwest East Course area?
I'm from Southwest Detroit. I'm from the whole part. I live around the block from Demetrius and Terry.
So were you around there before ED started hustling in that area?
Yeah, I've been around Southwest Detroit since I was about 2 years old.
How old were you when you first started, you know, playing in the street game and getting involved in the street life?
Well, I started in the street life when I was about 17. I started off selling bundles of heroin, which didn't go too well at the time. So I started selling like dime rocks of cocaine.
Okay. And when you say it didn't go too well, like what type of experiences, like what happened that would make you say it didn't go too well?
Because, you know, I was fresh in the game. I was young. I didn't know the game. So, you know, when you first start dealing with heroin, we have all type of people trying to tell you different stuff. So a couple of times I got some bad, you know, stuff. So that's what I meant by it went bad. But other than that, you know, it was all right.
Like, leading up to you getting in the streets, was there a particular reason why you even started getting in the streets, you know, to try to get money? Was it, like, things that was going on at home, or just you was trying to get fresh? You know what I mean? Like, what led you to getting into the streets and wanting to, you know, get money that way?
Okay, I'm going to tell you the story. The story is, when I was growing up, I had two best friends. Well, really one, Demetrius was my best friend. Demetrius and them was kind of, like, not well off. So I was hanging with them all the time. So I would do stuff like we would go places. If I had money, they had money. So we split money. So Demetrius and them disappeared for a while because, you know, it was kind of tight for them. So when I finally caught back up with them, they had finally started getting on. So that's how I got on. By them being my friends, it was just like a natural possession to join up with them.
So around what years was this, would you say?
We started selling drugs in 86.
And at this particular time, were you guys already considered or called the 50 Boys?
Now, when we first started, we were just three local guys trying to make our niche in the world, and we wasn't called nothing. We didn't start getting called the 50 Boys until we, like, really took off.
So, when around what year would you say that you met ED?
I met ED in 85.
And how would you describe that, the first experience, if you had to paint a picture for people that's listening?
When I first met ED, he was a different type of guy because, you know, he was from New York at the time, or he had been to New York. So when I first met him, he had on a leather coat. He had on a rope with diamonds on it. And I hadn't seen nothing like that. So I was like, man, you know, kind of like, wow, who is this guy? You know, he carried himself different. He was like a different breed of person, man. It's just different.
Right. What would you consider to be like some of your most memorable moments during the era dealing with ED? Could you say it's any type of game that he possibly have taught you, T and Meech, you know, during the era that you guys took on during, you know, your time in the game?
Yeah, Edric taught everybody. Edric is like the man. Edric was the one who had, Edric is a silent person, but he's the man. He was always silent, but he was the one that kept all of us supplies. So when I first, like I said, when we first met him, he showed us what it's like to be hustlers. We wasn't no hustlers or nothing. He took us straight from the corner and took us into the game.
And can you break that down a little bit more?
Well, when we first met Edric, he had a crew. He had a crew from E-Course. The crew from E-Course wasn't really doing what they were supposed to do. He met us. We three different guys. We from the hole. We all had the same heart. So once he put that bag in our hand, we took off. So when we took off, it was either you be with us, you ride with us, or you don't.
So ultimately, like in hindsight, looking back at that era, how would you say that ED actually impacted your life?
Well, ED has a great influence on my life, you know, because like I was already dressing like, but he showed me how to like dress more like, you know, like older, you know. We was getting the gators and lizards and all that, taking us to the concerts, taking us out to eat. Every Sunday we had like a structured family. Every Sunday we would go out and eat. Or every concert, we would go to concerts together. We were just one big family, man. That's all, you know, we all had the same heart.
And was that family, that was the type of things that he would preach, or that camaraderie between you guys? It was very important to have like a family structure. That was something that was preached often.
Yeah, well, he didn't really have to preach it. You know, if you lead by example and somebody's following you, you see they leading with the right example, you'll follow them. So every time he made a move and it looked like it was good, we just went with him. And it seemed like every time he took a move, we was winning.
What would you consider some of your most memorable moments with T and Meech back during that time?
Ah, man, you got so many. The Fresh, we went to all the Fresh. We met, we had a hotel room with Flavor Flav, Public Enemy. Man, we went to Vegas. I mean, just the money, man. Every weekend, we was at every concert that came. We was at every concert that came to the city. We knew all the rappers. We knew all the basketball players. We was hanging with stars, man. We were young black stars in our neighborhood.
And a lot of times, you know, individuals, you know, and I like to always ask these questions for people that's watching, just in case of like they may be in the game, wanting to be in the game, or even get out of the game. You know, a lot of times individuals sometimes quote unquote glorify the street game. What were some of the bad experiences that you guys went through during that time?
Man, we had a hit on us for 2 years. We had to literally, like, if you come out the house, you had to have a gun. If you go to the restaurant, you had to have a gun. Everywhere we went, if I went to the garbage can, I had to have a gun. I have been shot at. I have had somebody try to kill me. If people try, Demetrius and them have been shot 3 or 4 times. I mean, the game is good as long as the money coming, but don't nobody never see that devil side of this game.
And that hit that you're talking about, like, how did that even come to that part to have a hit on y'all for 2 years?
Ah, man, this is a long story, but we were, let me get my words careful. It was two other street gangs out here. We from South Detroit. We came from one city and took over three cities, Southwest Detroit, Rouge, and E-Course. Everybody wasn't happy about that. So when we tried to move in that territory, we had people coming in at us. So we had to defend ourselves every day.
And that's basically over the territory of, you know, you guys moving in and making money is what started it. And that just automatically went straight to having a hit on you to try to get y'all up out of there.
Now, man, we had some problems. And I guess somehow somebody settled them. And I guess, you know how that goes with the territory, man. I don't know, man. It was just like, we was at a war. We was just at war.
Right. When you first heard that, you know, it was a project that's being curated around ED, you know, what was your first thoughts?
Well, my first thoughts was I seen another special on it, and I seen 50 Cent came on. He was talking about doing a BMF story. And I was thinking to myself, well, how are they going to do a BMF story if you don't come from the beginning? And if you come from the beginning, you got to come to the ordinance of this story, which is ED. Because if it wasn't for ED or Edric, it wouldn't be no Big Meech or no Southwest T. Because they didn't know how to sell no drugs. We didn't know how to put no drugs in no bags. We didn't know how to weigh nothing. He taught us everything from the ground up.
And it's crazy that you say that, because that was a question I was going to ask you, you know, about, you know, 50 Cent doing this, you know, what was your thoughts? So you know, you pretty much answered that.
Fuck 50 Cent.
You say fuck him?
No, I mean, yeah, you know, I mean, if he ain't going to tell this story right, yeah, fuck him. If he think he's going to come to Atlanta and, you know, try to build a story, if he do this story, he better come to the hole. That's where he better come. He better come get permission from the whole riders first, then do this movie.
A lot of people, and you know, I know you spoke on the situation as far as the, you know, having the hit on you and stuff like that. A lot of people in the game face death or jail. Did you have any other close encounters or encounters that, you know, with those two particular things during this run?
I went to jail for a couple of years. I had three AMs on me, which they broke it down to like a occupied dwelling. So I went to the big house. I went to Jackson. I went to the wall. You know, I had about three cases. I beat three, four cases because I had a good ass lawyer. My last case, they just put it on me. So yeah, you know, it's a good thing about this because I made a whole lot of money. But when the feds or the police break you down, they break you down.
Right. Now you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it's rumored or I've heard that throughout this whole run that ED, and we speaking past everything's well past the statutes of limitations. This is things that went on back in the 80s and stuff like that.
Okay.
ED never, got arrested or got caught for anything. Like, do you say that's because of him being a silent individual and things of that nature is what helped contribute him to not really getting caught up in everything?
Well, Edric is, he's flashy, but he's not flashy. He's smart. He's cautious. So that part of him not never going to jail, that probably is probably right. Because, you know, when we was the face of ED. ED is the mind and the brain, but we the face. So that's why, you know, we took all the dirt for him. You know, if that's our boss and we riding together, why let your boss get caught up?
Were there any particular standout things just from that time that you ever wanted the world or people to know about the 50 Boy era and just dealing with ED?
Yeah, I want the world to know that we was great. We was the greatest to ever do it out here. And that's just all to it. We came and conquered three cities. We came, we stomped through this mug, and we took over. Now, if anybody else can do that, like they said now, it'll never be no nothing like this again. It'll never be nothing like the 50 Boys again.
And when Big T, you know, when Big Meech and T end up going off doing their own thing, did you go off with them at some point in time, or you end up staying back at home, or was that during the time that you end up getting arrested?
No, when Demetrius and Terry and them left, we had kind of like stopped dealing with each other. We never not stopped being family. We were still helping each other, but they was moving to Atlanta, and I stayed up here. So they went to Atlanta, and I stayed in Detroit, and I still was selling my little stuff up here. You know, I was doing pretty good. I was doing great, actually. I made $1.2 million on the bike.
All right. And, you know, my thing is, we just want to make sure that everybody gets a opportunity to see both sides of ED, you know, as just a man, you know, not just in the game, but just as a man and a human being. How would you say, just outside of the street element of it, dealing with him on a one-on-one basis, do you guys still have a relationship with each other? Or how would you say he is, if you do know, like, how he is with his family and kids and nephews and other people in the community?
Well, I haven't talked to Edric in a while, but I heard his wife had passed. Rest in peace to her. But I haven't talked to him in a while. But like I said, I have, when we, you know, like some people fall apart or when they, you know, don't be together, they've been in like fell out. We are still friends. We are family. And, you know, out of sight, out of mind, that ain't with us. We always going to have each other back. We're going to be family till we die.
And if there is one last thing that you wanted to say to put out here to the people about ED and yourself, what would that be?
I like to say ED, he's the greatest. He's the greatest to ever do it out here, and I'm probably the second best. Big up to Big Meech and Southwest T2. I love y'all.